Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm and sunny day across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, perfect for those enjoying the outdoors. Meanwhile, Haifa is also seeing bright sunshine, making it an excellent day to be out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran warns Donald Trump's Project Freedom could drag the U.S. into the quagmire, dismissing the plan as a dead end, according to the Wall Street Journal, just in. Also, U.S. Project Freedom persists in reopening the Strait of Hormuz, but the Iranian nuclear threat remains largely undamaged, reports the Jerusalem Post from earlier today. Also this hour, U.S. flagged ships have sailed through the Strait of Hormuz, with the U.S. military announcing earlier it destroyed six Iranian small boats and intercepted missiles, according to I-24 News. Separately, Trump announces a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, an initiative that could impact Netanyahu's political landscape, Axios reported earlier. And finally, in Buenos Aires, a Jewish library and Chabad center were attacked, with Argentine Jewish advocates speaking out earlier today, as reported by Forward. Here's what people are saying online. Former Republican Congressman Bob McEwen discussed the value of diplomacy with Iran amid ongoing tensions, as Al Arabiya English reported just minutes ago. Standing Together, an Israeli activist group, posted about a planned event discussing the Nakba and shared stories from 1948, writing earlier today. Middle East 24 reported that oil prices surged by around 6% following Iranian strikes on the UAE, raising concerns over the fragile ceasefire between the US and Tehran. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with Iran's warning to Trump over Project Freedom. The Wall Street Journal highlights Iran's dismissal of the US plan as unviable, indicating a potential escalation in tensions. This comes amidst ongoing Iranian fire on ships in the region. The situation remains tense, with implications for regional stability and international shipping routes. Turning to the U.S. efforts in the Strait of Hormuz, the Jerusalem Post notes the continuation of Project Freedom, despite the nuclear threat from Iran remaining largely intact. The recent military actions in the Strait demonstrate a show of force, but underline the unresolved nuclear concerns. The international community watches closely as the potential for broader conflict looms. Meanwhile, U.S. military maneuvers in the Strait of Hormuz saw the destruction of Iranian boats and interception of missiles, as reported by I-24 News. This decisive action underscores the U.S. commitment to maintaining freedom of navigation in these critical waters. The developments are significant for global oil supply routes and maritime security. Separately, Trump's announcement of a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, as covered by Axios, introduces a new dynamic in Middle East diplomacy. This proposal, while politically challenging for Netanyahu, may pave the way for broader peace talks involving Iran. The outcome could influence regional alliances and future negotiations. Finally, the attack on a Jewish library and Chabad center near Buenos Aires, detailed by Forward, raises alarms for Jewish communities worldwide. Argentine counterterrorism officials are investigating, with Jewish leaders calling for increased security. This incident highlights the persistent threat of anti-Semitic violence. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel is on a dangerous debt path. As war costs and defense demands surge, analysis from Ynet Business warns. The government's struggle to manage rising defense spending could impact economic stability. Separately, Michal Lupu, CEO of Blocks, shared insights at CTEC's event on how AI software is actively driving work forward. This development highlights the growing role of AI in Israel's tech sector. And finally, an investigation against Rami Levy's marketing chain is underway for not reporting dozens of popular products, according to Walla Business. This probe raises questions about consumer protection and corporate transparency in Israel. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 10:00 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.